Amen. We are located in West Philadelphia. We'd like to welcome everyone who is here in the sanctuary and everybody who is joining us online via Facebook and YouTube. Amen. Amen. Isn't it good that we can all assemble together in the house and online so that we may hear God's word this morning? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so good to be here. It's so good that the Lord has brought us through another year. Amen. Amen. We're ending a year, but we've been brought through another year. He's kept this house standing so that his word can go forth. Amen. Amen. So what better way to start the day than to what? Read and hear his word. Amen. So we're going to do the scripture this morning. It's going to be in Luke, the second chapter. So if you take time, if you can get your Bibles out, we're going to Luke, the second chapter. Amen. Give us everybody a chance to get situated. Get the Bibles out. And okay. Amen. Amen. And the Word of God reads, "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock, their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Amen. Moment here in the sanctuary. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Sacrifice. Thank you for your shed blood. Thank you for coming down and dwelling among men.
Thank you,
Lord. That we could receive salvation. That you would set the road before us straight, that we can follow your
life.
We thank you, Christ Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. That despite all the filth that is in us, you can clean us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that in the midst of 2020, as people have gone through various trials and challenges, you, hallelujah, have remained in control.
Yeah,
you, hallelujah, your light is still shining. Your word is still going through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for allowing us to assemble in your house, Christ. Thank you for allowing your word to be broadcast over the internet. Lord, reach out to us this morning. Comfort us this morning. Bless us with your word this morning. Write that word on the fleshly tables of our hearts.
Yeah.
Anoint our speaker this morning. That you would use him to preach your word. That we would receive it. That word would create in us a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within us. That word would transform and renew our minds. And that word you give us this morning, Christ Jesus,
glory, thank you,
would help anyone who's in doubt right now. Anyone who's hurting right now. Anyone who's confused right now. Anyone who's lost right now. That the word you deliver this morning would reach them where they are.
Yeah.
comfort them.
Thank you, Lord.
And encourage them.
Yes.
And guide them and lead them in all paths of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, praise Jesus.
Glory.
For this is the day that you have made.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We rejoice in your presence. Thank
Glory.
You, Christ.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've gotten to the free. We've gathered together in your name right now.
Hallelujah.
Be in the midst. Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. This has been a wonderful year because we're here praising the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Despite
Amen.
All that's going on, it's been a wonderful year because the Lord has been with you.
Glory.
And the Lord is blessing us this morning with our Reverend Lyon, who is going to deliver his word. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Let us receive Reverend Lyon. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, Norm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Woo! Praise God. All right, let me get right into the prayer here. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. Thank you for keeping me, Lord. Thank you for keeping the body of believers, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Yes.
You anointed my head with oil.
Glory.
My cup running over. Father, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We thank you. We thank you, God.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You for the word of the word to your people.
Glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I wanted to do... You know, ditto marks because Deacon McCord pretty much prayed it in for us to hear the word and receive the word and for the word to be breaking yokes and shattering the confusion. Hallelujah. All right, so listen. This is not from me. So, don't come fussing at me after. In the name of Jesus, I'm trying to be quick. I know we always say that. But here we go. Jeremiah 13, 1 to 8. I have quite a few scriptures for you today. But I don't promise not to be long.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, all right, all right.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want us to reflect. I didn't even realize still that it was the Christmas time, you know? I believe God put this in my head and I've been carrying it for some time, so I'm just going to, you know, upchuck it, so to speak.
Amen. Let it out.
And feed the little birdies. But in reflection, this being the last Sunday, and everybody at home, being the last Sunday, I want you to hear the word of God, receive the word of God, but especially remember God.
Amen.
And remember all that he has done for you this year.
Amen.
Our pastor has been telling us this, and he's the reason this is coming out, because somehow they connected. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even realize I was carrying this. He said, you okay to speak the last Sunday?
Right. Right.
And this was all that it connected
to what the Spirit of God was trying to do to the people through our pastor. And I think when you do your flashback or your think back and you thank God for all he's done, remember, don't forget he gave us him. I'm glad you.
Now, when you did this part, I wouldn't have thought of it.
And I think many times,
he called you, you might say, oh, yeah, thank you, Pastor. Mm-hmm. But think about the word that's come through him.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
So not exalting him, but exalting God for using him.
You know what I'm saying? So you heard through his obedience. That's all I'm trying to say. This thing here, because I'm going to read a lot. Because God has told me something very specific. I'm telling you honestly. I was hoping I didn't make it to give it.
All right. 13, 1 to 18. 18 is where I got my title from. But the whole thing is good. Right? So I'm reading. It's two stories. It's two parables. God is trying to help us understand something here. All right? So everybody at home, Jessica Logan, stand up. I need us to stand, hear the word, read the word. Right?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you later because I'm getting ahead of myself, but that half our problem is the word. I'll explain it later. Jeremiah 13, verse 1. Thus the Lord said to me, go and get a linen sash and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water. So I got a sash, according to the word of the Lord, and put it around my waist. And the word of the Lord came to me a second time, take the sash that you acquired, which is around your waist, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it in a hole in a rock. So when I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me, now it came to pass, after many days, that the Lord said to me, arise and go to the Euphrates, and take from there the sash I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the sash from the place where I had hid it. And there was the sash, ruined. It was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, thus says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who follow the dictates of their hearts and walk after other gods to serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sash, which is profitable for nothing.
Amen.
For as the sash is clean to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel, that's you and me, and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord, that they might become my people for renown, for praise, for glory. But they would not hear. Therefore, you shall speak to them this word, thus said the Lord of Israel. And this is what I wanted. This is how I started. Every bottle shall be filled with wine. That's a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in those days. And they will say to you, do we not certainly have enough of, do we not have certainly now that every bottle will be filled with wine? Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings who sit on David's throne, the priests, the prophets, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Lord. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but will destroy them. Hear and give ear. Do not be proud. For the Lord has spoken. Give glory to your God before he causes darkness and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains. And while you are looking for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it dense darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul will weep. My soul will weep in secret for you, for your pride. My eyes will weep bitterly and run down the tears because the Lord's flock has been taken captive. Verse 18. Here. Say to the king and the queen mother, humble yourself. Sit down. I'm going to read the end of that. For your rule shall collapse the crown of your glory. Amen. 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 Y'all can be seated. So, you know, I didn't have a fancy title because I just got really one specific thing to say. But in that, out of that verse came to me, be humble. Sit down.
Amen.
Yes. So look. So first of all, I got to tell you, you might be struggling with your salvation. You might be struggling with, you know, doing the right thing or being with God or like Brother Todd has said, confused. Which I feel a lot when I talk to people. People are confused, not just from where they are. Yes, they may believe, but how do I get there? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, God's still in control.
Amen.
And you have to, I'll say it later, but you have to get in the Word.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to trust beyond yourself, right?
Right.
So, yes, you may confuse it. Yes, you may look at the pastor. You may look at deacons. You may look at certain ministers or certain people of God and say, but I wasn't raised like them. I wasn't born like them. Look, I got this title. This title came into my head like that as soon as I saw it. I'm like, yo, that's a Kendrick Lamar song.
Right.
I listen to Kendrick Lamar sometimes. I'm a hip-hop kid. Now, God has made a way for me to still hear gospel through that vein, right? That's just a sidebar.
Right.
But what I'm saying that for is, you cannot give up.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
That's why this be humble came to mind. Not so much that in your mind you're thinking you're bigger and better than other people, but your lack of trust toward God means you are prideful in the sense that you think you're able or you think you have to.
Right.
Pride.
Right.
Self-exhortation. Mm-hmm. Self-exhorting character or culture. Right?
Right.
That does not include God. And that is a problem. So when I say humble yourself, sit down, I'm saying rest. After you've done all you can do, after you fought what you thought was the fight you had to fight, sit down.
Right.
Humble yourself and let God
show you. And so I'm saying this. Let me get right to it. So let me help you to understand the king and the queen mother. And I'm not getting into it. Read about it, 2 Kings. I think it's, anyway, I forgot, but it's in 2 Kings. Mm-hmm. They were ruling over Jerusalem. Jerusalem, this is the main point. Jerusalem had certain fortresses set up.
Right.
Which was part of their success.
Okay.
When these came, Assyria destroyed it. Hmm. Then Babylon destroyed it.
Right.
God is telling them, humble yourself and sit down. Because that was their glory.
Right, right. Okay.
And the significance of these two, telling him to sit down, their reign was only 3 months. Mm. God had to sit him down.
Okay.
See, I'm going way where I didn't want to go, but I'm going to read this. This is a translation. This is the NIV version, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to see two things. Number one, in verse 12, God says, so tell them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. May all your jars. Now, first I was thinking clay jars, but God is telling them, your jars, your body.
Right, right.
And NIV version says, may all your jars be filled with wine, and they will say, of course. Jars are made to be filled with wine. You understand? So what I'm trying to tell you, I want you to get an understanding of being humble or not prideful.
Amen. Amen.
It's a different meaning than what you might think.
Okay.
Because just like here, it's about what you anticipate or expect. Okay, the best word I can say is entitlement. You know what I mean? You think you can do it better. You think you're over it. But God is trying to tell these people, this is what he told them, I'm going to fill your jars with wine. I'm going to make everybody drunk off this wine. Drunk off of your blessing. Drunk off of what you think in your mind is good. Drunk off of the goodness, or not the goodness, the all that you think you are.
Wait a minute.
But I didn't want to use the word ego, because ego is a definite puffed up connotation.
Right.
I wanted you to understand that it's not necessarily how puffed up you think you are. It's about how lacking your focus is on God.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Amen. So we're all guilty in a sense, because sometimes we get so busy, we forget. That's why I love how the Spirit of God said to our pastor that remember, take some time to give God thanks. And so this is my main focus. And I'm going to say it, and I may repeat it, but this is what I need you to hear. Don't let your blessing be your demise.
Amen. Amen.
Without worshiping God, without giving God the glory, he will take that very thing he gave you and make it be a curse to you. Remember that. That is really what I had to say. But I want to give you some other scriptures.
Amen.
Just to keep you happy. But I want you to take that in consideration. Remember God. You cannot forget. Be humble. Sit down. There is a power greater than all of us at work. That's my song. Pastor said the song, but that's my song. I think Sister Carol sang it. You know, reggae, that's my number two love, right? You know what I mean? He says, when trouble gets me down,
amen.
Draw me to the power that's higher than I. Listen, Deuteronomy 8:11. Let me hurry up and finish. I already going too long. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, his statute, which I commanded you today. This is Moses, of course. That was Jeremiah and Jeremiah. Listen, let me go back real quick. Jeremiah was weeping as he told this. He said, I weep in secret. You know why? Because God was giving his commandment. Jeremiah didn't want to let it out. He didn't want to cry for the people because God was giving a commandment to the people.
Okay.
That's extra.
Right. Amen.
Now I know why, though. Because Pastor Lucille Ford used to always call her brother Radcliffe the weeping prophet. This is the weeping prophet right here.
Okay.
And this is why. Okay. His heart was so for God's people, but yet he told them what he was supposed to tell them. So he says he weeps in secret. Right? Because the people were done. If they weren't on their way, they're done. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. So look, this is just a sidebar. Sometimes we look at Old Testament and we think, well, that's Old Testament. Well, listen, Old Testament is given to us in the Bible, and I finally figured it out. It's just the process. It still applies to us. Okay, we weren't sons of Abraham. We weren't sons of David. But yet, we are grafted in.
Right.
Adopted. Adopted is not even a good word. We're adopted so much that now you can't tell the difference.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
Once you're saved, once you profess Jesus, once you understand and acknowledge God, you are grafted in, adopted so much so
right.
There is no difference.
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. All right, back to Deuteronomy. Let me stop. Beware, okay, that you do not forget the Lord. Remember God. By not keeping his commandments, his judgment, his statute, which I commanded you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, hallelujah, that's your money. Hallelujah. And your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied when your heart is lifted up, and you forget your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of captivity, out of your struggle, from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness in which fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty lambs.
Right.
I don't have to explain this, right? Because this,
amen.
That's why I wanted to read it, so I don't get caught up in trying to explain it. But we understand your money, right? Some of us have invested. It's not you, although you may be making some good moves. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get you to understand that everything, God did it for you.
Amen. Amen.
Everything. God has made a way. So you can't tell me that when you sit down, if you just thank God that you sat down. You understand?
Amen.
Everything. So I want us to get this, because it fell on me so hard. You cannot forget God. Don't let your blessing be your curse. Don't let it be your demise.
Right.
You love your wife. Don't let you have hate in your own house.
Right.
Because you can't thank God for what he's done for you.
Amen.
Or your husband.
Amen.
Or your steward over children. You can't let them grow up to hate you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna? Somebody say manna.
Manna.
I've been waiting too long that I wanted to. Manna.
Amen.
Think of, all right, let me finish reading. I'll talk about that later. All right. Manna. Listen to this. I read this from another scripture before, but since it was in this, it jumped out at me. I mean, it's later on. Who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you. Amen?
Amen.
And that he might test you to do you good in the end. Mm-hmm. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand
right.
have gained me wealth. Mm-hmm. And you shall remember the Lord, for it is he who gives you the power to get wealth.
Amen.
That he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Right. We weren't a part of this family.
Mm-hmm.
But yet we were grafted in. And because, just like, all right, so he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But that same promise is now ours. And the same responsibility to remember God is still ours.
Right?
So even though it's Old Testament, it's still part of the process. So new saved or old saved, if you had not gone through the Old Testament process, which was just separating you from everything else and establishing you as a child of God and God being your God, go back. Go back and fix that.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Deuteronomy 7. I done scared the people enough, I guess. Humble yourself. Be humble. Sit down. For you are holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself. That's why you have to do that process. I call it the Old Testament process, but it's a process that has to be done.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
A special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth. Amen. Somebody got to grab that at least.
Right.
Listen, the Lord did not set his love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than the other people. You weren't more. You weren't special. You weren't above.
Right.
For you were the least of all people.
Right.
But because the Lord loved you, and because you would keep the oath, he would keep the oath which he swore to your fathers again. God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has put you out of with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
The house of, somebody say the house of bondage.
House.
At home, say the house of bondage. Because that part is important for us to come out of this pride. This. Sometimes we can be so stuck, we think we're supposed to be there. And again, it's the same scenario. It's not, like I said, the humbleness or humility that I'm talking about, the pride that I'm talking about, is not coming from you thinking you're better. Sometimes it's you being stuck where you are. Right? So you have to understand that you might think, oh, I ain't prideful like that, and just bypass what I'm trying to tell you. It's about your relationship with God. Like he said, with the sash, I had plans, like that sash is clinging to your waist. I had plans for you to cling to me that way. But if you're stuck in what you think is where you're supposed to be, you ignore that, and thus, that is pissing me off. And we gotta understand that. If you don't think you're worth loving, thank you, Holy Ghost, you'll never be loved. But if you know there's someone or something beyond you that has made a way for you,
right.
If you ignore that, then you're still you. You're still stuck. And I'm saying that because God, we got to believe because God has put stuff in us from before we were here.
Right.
Hallelujah. All right. Now, because he loved you, swore his fathers, therefore, now that the Lord your God, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. I think that's what I just said. And he repays those who hate him to their face.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get caught up in the debate. And understand this. God said, you're either hot or cold. So, understand those who hate him. Understand that.
Right.
Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments and keep them, the Lord your God will keep, the covenant with you, and I see it already, and he will love you and bless you and multiply you. He will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land and grain and your new wine and your oil and increase your cattle and offspring. Didn't we just talk about that in verse 8?
Right.
All that stuff that's already beginning is what he's doing. But we're looking at it like, you know, I'm a master investor.
Right.
Hey, I bought whatever when nobody wants. I bought Apple. I'm smart too. All right, which you swore to your fathers to give you. Amen. You shall be blessed above all people. There shall not be a male or female barren among you. This is him talking to the children of Israel. But just think about it. Just think about it. This goes for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible disease of Egypt, which you have known. All right. I'm pretty much done. I had so much. Let me tell you two things before I get to conclusion here. Two things. Me and my brothers, I thought about my brothers and our relationship, and I thank God for that. I really came to me today or last night. Whatever, but I just thought about my brothers and how I love our relationship and I am very close to them. But yet, we all went astray. I went to Pittsburgh when a little younger. My youngest brother went to Germany for the army. And my other brother, my middle brother, went to Hawaii for school and never came back. You know, he didn't stay in Hawaii. He was too expensive. But now he's like upstate Washington, right? Outside of Seattle somewhere. We've been on the telecon between his wife and Kim, who put this together, and celebrating us. You know what I mean? Just family chat. You know what I mean? Because even though we're close, he got three kids now. He got three kids, two dogs, right? I got my kids, but they've never met in person.
Right.
They officially met. I mean, they've seen the pictures through cards and stuff. They officially met, I guess, like a month ago when we started this chat.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So what I saw, to the confused, to the weary, to the, I don't know, to the depressed, to that. You want to know how to connect to God.
Amen.
Like the pastor. You want to know how the Deacon Tide get up there and profess God. You want to know how Brother Aaron shows God through all he does, you know, helping minister on the keys. How does he give worship like that? I tell you the simplest thing. Oh, no, I'm supposed to say this, right? I'm sorry. I know the simplest thing. Just like me and my brother. Even though I was in Pittsburgh, my brother, even though he was in Germany, my other brother, even though he was in Hawaii, we would have phone calls that the hour and a half long. You have to talk to God. You know, you have to read his letter to you. You understand? And in some cases, write a letter to him. Amen? You cannot establish a relationship if you never, ever talk to the person.
Right.
Like back in the day when you like a girl, we all like, man. But if you don't ever say hi, she's never going to know it.
Right.
Never going to know nothing.
Right.
So people, I tell you like this. We are a body of believers. And if you want to establish and grow your body, I'm going to tell you the main thing. Like when I went to the doctor and, with my diabetes and everything like that, and I told my doctor, I was trying to get points. And I said, well, I did start working out. She's like, yeah, but what are you eating? Like, you can't even care that I was working out. So what I'm telling you, this is my next. I don't know. Came out of nowhere. Keep eating. Just like I told you, I was going to go back to the manna. Just like the manna that came out of nowhere. The manna is bread from heaven. The manna is sent by God. It's bread from heaven. Just like they say, you know, the Lord, Jesus, is the living word. The living bread, right?
Amen.
You have to keep eating. That's all I can tell you. Amen. It's not going to magically happen. Eat this, the Word of God.
Amen.
Keep eating, and your body will grow. That spiritual man will grow, and pretty soon you're going to be feeding the people around you. You understand? See the people right. All right.
Amen.
I'm going to conclude with this scripture. And some of y'all heard it. You know it. And I'm going to read a little more, actually. Anyway, here we go. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Can anybody tell me what that is? Do y'all know that? At home, do you know that scripture? All right. You should, because the pastor has been telling us this is where he got. You know, think about the goodness of God. Give God thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm adding on to it is don't let that blessing be your demise. Humble yourself. Sit down. Verse 16 says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Amen.
Did y'all hear that? No, did you hear that?
Right?
But this is the will of God. He's not just doing stuff because you're special. He's not just doing stuff because you're worth it or because you earned it. I think it's in John said, I wrote down these miracles even though it was a whole lot more, but I wrote these down so you will believe.
Amen.
And look at the rest of it. Verse 19. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecy.
Right.
Test all things. Hold fast to what is good.
Amen.
Abstain from evil.
Right.
I want to make a comment right there. I'll just do this real quick. That much God has put in you. See, certain things you got to understand. God's already put in you. You know good and right. Babies know right and wrong.
Amen.
That's all I'm going to say. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely. So you can't say, yeah, but I say, trust God. He sanctifies you. He separates you. Old Testament process.
Right, right.
Sanctifies you. Separates you. Completely. I wasn't preaching this, but this is a whole preaching sermon. Anyway, but separates you completely. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming again, and he's coming for the church without a spot or wrinkle. Listen, this is the last part. He who calls you is faithful. And listen to this last part. This is the part that got me. I fell off the chair. Who also will do it.
Amen.
Humble yourself.
Amen.
Sit down.
Amen.
Thank you. May the Lord have a blessing. I hope you receive it. Read those scriptures. I hope you receive it. God is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, all I want to ask, because I won't wait too long. I want to get more time for us to pray. I want you to think of, I'm not trying to say it's a shouting, triumph here. But take the time right now. Think about what God has done in your life.
Thank you, Lord.
And I know you will praise him from your heart. Just think about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good. God is good. And greatly to be praised.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
With his name forever.
Yes, and yea, nor I walk in the glory of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know you're with me, God. I know you're with me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Keep me, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Jesus.
Praise his name forever. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Reverend Wine, for that word. Hallelujah. For those of you who are out there and have been watching the sermon, you wonder, what is salvation? How do I seek salvation? How can I have that relationship with the Lord that the Reverend just preached about? Well, God said in his word, if you have it on your phone, your iPad, you have a Bible in your home, go to Romans, the book of Romans, chapter 10. Look at verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe it in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation.
Yeah.
So if you just repeat after me, Lord, I am a sinner. And I believe in your birth, your life, your death, and your resurrection, that I could receive forgiveness for my sins. Lord, please receive me and forgive me and guide me and lead me because I believe you are my Savior. Amen.
Amen.
That is just one of many simple model prayers for how you seek and receive salvation. But we don't want to just stop there. For those of you who are watching who said that prayer or want to speak this one, we ask that you would go to our website at taylortabernacle.com. There are several links in there. You can hit on the contact us link and check the box that I'm interested in becoming a Christian. You can leave us a short message. You can also call the church 215-748-4578 and leave a message, and we will reach out to you. We will pray with you. We will go through the scripture with you that you would receive salvation. For that is what is most important out of all of this. The reason this house is open, the reason the word is being preached, is because the Lord is reaching out to you.
Amen.
And we are just here to help you that you would have that relationship with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Also, if you have a prayer request for yourself or a friend, a coworker, a member of your family, there's also a link on our website. Again, it's www.taylortabernacle.com. There's a prayer request page where you can click there for your prayer request, or once again, the phone number 215-748-4578. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. With that, I'm going to yield the floor to Deacon Abrams, who's going to cover our announcements and our offerings. Amen. So let us receive him.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Now we're going to transition to our giving. I'd like to welcome everyone. And we have three ways in which you can give. You can text to give. You can give through our website. And you can use the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code TL61 to the phone number 73256 and you will receive a link with instructions. To give through our website, just visit www.taylortabernacle.com/giving and then just follow the instructions. And to give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle P.O. Box 6309. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. And for those of us who are gathered today in the sanctuary, you will find two baskets near the side ramp, one for your tithes and offering, and the other for the preacher of the hour.
Amen.
And as always, we thank you for your continued support for our ministry. Our announcements. The pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of the church. Our live stream service will continue so that you can follow us on Facebook and YouTube Live, and you can continue your worship from home. If you decide to join us for in-person worship, please take your temperature at home before leaving and bring a mask to wear in the sanctuary. If you have had contact with anyone with the COVID-19 virus, we ask that you please stay home. Also, the church van will not be in service during this time, so please plan accordingly. Pastor Ford has also issued us a thankfulness challenge to all families. During these unprecedented times filled with so much sadness and often depressing news, it may be hard even for believers to find reasons to be thankful. Nevertheless, the Bible reminds us always to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. The pastor is asking for all families to gather at least once per week to do the thankfulness challenge. Each member in the family should say what they are thankful for, which includes the young adults, the parents, the teenagers, and the children. Through this simple exercise, hopefully we will all begin to realize just how much we must be thankful for.
Amen.
There will be no prayer or watch night service for this upcoming week. And also remember to hit subscribe on the YouTube page so that you are informed and up to date with all our upcoming gatherings and dates. If you are not receiving our weekly emails, please send us your new email address and we will add you to the list. As always, thank you for joining us at Taylor Tabernacle, and I return the service to our speaker, Reverend Lyons.
All right, all hearts and minds, let's rise. I just want to say thank you for taking the time to hear what God is saying to the church. And thank you always. Thank you all people out there who gave to my little girls for Christmas. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your ever presence, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Sometimes, Lord, it feels like we can't see you, or it feels like you're not there. But I know, and I want the people of God to know, that you're ever present in the name of Jesus. So, take this word, cut it up, digest it, and eat all the time. Eat every day.
Amen.
To build your body, to build your soul, to build your spirit.
Amen.
Be humble. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.